on track for number 3. Good morning with a KUEC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Defending UConn Quest champion Brent Sass is in position to capture his third Quest victory. Sass left the race's final checkpoint at Braeburn last night with a 37-minute lead on second-place musher Michelle Phillips and is so far maintaining a solid gap. It won't be a fast finish as heavy new snow has slowed dog teams. Satellite tracking has shown Sass moving at around 6 miles per hour this morning toward Whitehorse, where a winner is expected around midday. As KUEC's Lex Trinan reports, Sass was his usual talkative self at Braeburn last night, but Phillips declined to answer reporters' questions.
When Brent Sass made a decisive push into Braeburn that gave him an upper hand coming into the final 200 miles of the UConn Quest, it appeared to be a miraculous boost in his dog's morale and energy. But the way he sees it, it's part of a plan he made back in Dawson. As he lays straw and takes off booties from his dogs in the warm, heavy snow at the Braeburn checkpoint, he says the gamble started 200 miles back.
It's a gamble because I pretty much knew that Michelle was going to do the run in two camps, you know, and get to Pelly, and I was going to do it in three because I just didn't feel like I wanted to stress the dogs on those 70-mile runs. And
he seemed to be trailing Phillips and came into Carmack's about an hour behind her. But he had a trick up his sleeve for the next section of trail.
I passed her last night, and I went all the way to Mandanda Lake, and then I went all the way to the other side of the lake, and so I could look back and see, like, maybe 5 miles, I could see her in advance.
It's a tactic he's used before. The open area around the lake gives him the chance to gauge his competitors in ways that he simply can't when he's running in wooded areas where visibility is only a few hundred yards. But it took his competitive spirit to make sure he executed it well, especially in the sleep-deprived state.
I was hoping for 3 hours. That's what my goal was. I was going to try and stay 3 hours, and at like 2 hours and 40 minutes, I saw the headlamp. So I quick booted everybody up, and she went by, and 10 minutes later I went by, or took off. And
for a while, that meant he was trailing her by a mile or more, but his dog started to perk up. His speed started to increase, and he passed her resting Phillips out on the trail.
She stopped, I went by her, and then I just said, I'm not going to look back.
He needed every ounce of advantage he could muster getting into Braeburn. With the mandatory 8-hour stop there, teens and mushers have a rare chance to reset, mentally and physically, before the 100-mile run into Whitehorse. He says he took out a ski pole and kicked with his leg.
It's a little bit bruised on the bottom of my right foot. I never stopped with my ski pole, but my right arm, I got blisters all over on this arm from holding on to the handlebar, because you kind of, as you're ski poling, you're holding on to the handlebar.
It was a price he thought was worth paying, even as the snow started to fall as he approached Braeburn.
The snow didn't start probably till like maybe 30 miles back. I guess that's kind of a long ways, but it slowed us down a lot.
It also meant he was breaking trail for Phillips, allowing her a faster trail, or at least a chance to conserve some of her dog's energy. But at the checkpoint in Braeburn, Phillips doesn't arrive quite as close as Sass is fearing.
Sorry.
It's 37 minutes after Sass's arrival that Phillips comes in. She's also drenched after the wet run and gets down to business. The two park their teams one next to the other, surreptitiously sizing one another up. She declines interviews with reporters and is all business, though she still has a tired smile on her face. Her plan of resting longer and more than Sass in the last stretch of trail confused some observers. But that extra rest might end up helping her, considering the unexpected obstacle that's facing the two of them coming into Whitehorse. Snow. When Sass hears about it from his handlers, he knows that he might have to adjust his own well-laid plan.
We got 10 inches or something?
What?
Something like that.
Whitehorse? Oh my lord.
The best laid plans of dogs and drivers go oft astray. Reporting on the UConn Quest Trail in Braeburn, I'm Lex Trinan.
Behind the two leaders, Cody Strath and Alan Moore remain solidly in third and fourth place, with the race's 7 other mushers spread out over 300 miles. Olivia Shank-Neff remains at the back of the 11 musher pack. And Dan Bross.
KUEC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.